Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Well, grand rising, everybody, and welcome to the Female Solution Self-Care. And I am so excited to talk to all of you and hear your thoughts. So the number, call in on the number, which is 515-605-9325. We're going to talk about how our thoughts manifest our reality. So before we get started, I just want to do a quick screen share, people to understand why I do the show. And let me see, I think I still have the pictures up. I do. So the story is, I do it quick, don't worry about a thing, I was misdiagnosed back in 1997 and put on about 19 different medications for almost two decades. And at the end of that period, I nearly died. That was 2013. And I decided that wasn't going to be my current reality. I thought differently. And I decided that I was going to recreate my life by doing everything the opposite of what I was doing at that moment in time. And so let me see if I can just share the screen here. Here we go. Let's see if it's in the thread. There we go. So I went from being a bodybuilder to morbidly obese, nearly dead, and then I reclaimed my health. And it wasn't that short, and it wasn't that easy, but I did it anyway. So for those of you who would like to also reclaim their health, you know, you can download my book and, you know, hopefully be inspired. And if you need me to help you along the way, I'm available for that as well, too. So without further ado, let me bring on two amazing people in my life. They're Naeem Latif, my amazing husband, Andrew Taylor Calhoun. Love his real name. It's like the ring to it. So let's do that. Andrew, here we go. Oh, and Andrew, you might have the show on in another what do you call it? Like, so and my early morning guest, Christina, we call her in the show and calling in, because today we're talking about how mindset matters. We're talking about how your thoughts manifest your reality.
And good morning to my early morning guest, Christina.
Okay, so Andrew, you're going to fix your audience. All right. So give me a thumbs up when you think that your audio is better. And we can't see your face. We only see your chest. You have a very handsome chest. This is the only thing we're seeing. You move your computer. There you go, honey. All right.
Yeah, you might need to put the computer up and pop it on something so that the camera is that's what I have to do.
Yeah, that, you can use you can also move the computer back. You know, move the computer out. All right. So so he says he still can't hear. It's weird that you can't hear stuff when you're on the show.
You all are only in the same building.
One of the biggest breakout stars of 2022 at 60 has been Abby Steinman.
Okay, so we're going to get started. So I have this. Andrew, you figure that out and give me a thumbs up. You can also, if you want to be heard, you can call in on blog talk number. We can put you in that way. And I will give you a host call-in number.
You can do that. One thing is that, you know, it's okay. His lips and,
okay, so we're going to keep Andrew muted. Andrew, you have a host call-in number. I'll look on the blog talk. But meanwhile, let's get the party started. So I have something really cool to demonstrate how our thoughts drive our reality and not what we see. Okay, it's easy to do. If you're driving, do not do this. Okay. Okay, keep riding the road. So, and we're going to do this a couple times for people who, you know, pop on in the middle of the show and don't know. So what I want you to do is close your eyes. You to imagine the color yellow. Think yellow. And now open your eyes and you should see yellow. Did you get that, Naima? Andrew, Andrew, did you get that? Well, he's still calling into the show. I sent a text with a phone number, so I'll put it in the private chat because then it would reverberate. But if you call into the number, the host number, and the PIN, you can do that. So please call into the number, which it just doesn't work with thinking. So stop thinking that. This is perfect because you're thinking that it's not going to work. Right?
You need a PIN with a guest. Just you can call directly.
Got it. Okay. So there's your guest call-in number. All right. But please don't turn on YouTube just because it'll reverberate. So even with the phone. So go ahead and turn that off. All right. So what did you guys get? Did you guys get yellow? Teddy got yellow. It looks like Christina got yellow. Okay, so this is cool, right? So you were thinking yellow, and you see yellow.
Right.
So well, that means...
actually appear in your mind before we appear.
Create your reality.
Yes.
So if you want to see good, think good. If you want to think things work, think that they work. If you want to think that they don't work, that's what you're going to get. Because your mind creates your reality. So if you're assuming that things aren't going to work, that's what you're going to get.
Yes.
So...
it's hard for people to really see that they create what happens before it happens until they learn how to create the thing they want to happen. And they say, oh, wow, I was hoping this would happen. This is what I wanted. Now I have it. Until they get to the point where they really realize that they're creating, then they're unconsciously creating. But we have conscious creators. If you're expecting to meet with somebody in a meeting and you're saying, oh, this person may never agree with what I say, and they're always argumentative, you know, we always have this battle of ideas because they never agree with me. So you go in with the energy of conflict. They might be agreeing with you. You hear disagreement, and you respond as if it's disagreement, and then it becomes disagreement. So you created that in your own mind. Exercise. You see something as existing, and you literally make it exist.
Mm-hmm.
And then you complain that it exists if you didn't like it, but you can do that same situation, go into a meeting with someone and say, you know, they're open-minded. What I have is a great idea. They're going to really be positive about it. And you will hear what they say differently. Well, they might be saying the same words, but you will hear it differently because you put the idea that it's going to be positive, and it appears to be positive, so therefore you're
crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves. But I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
I'm blocked on Facebook or which one?
Okay. Can you hear it now?
I can hear it through your phone.
Okay.
Ask him if he, what medium was he listening in on? Blog Talk or
yeah.
Something
else? On his show?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I called in a couple of times. I can't hear anything. I don't know if I'm the only one.
We're having this. He's not the
okay.
Only one.
So now let me... Okay, someone just press one.
Hey,
all right, 785, your mic is open. We're doing a sound check. Can you hear us okay?
So they actually tried calling in earlier, and we couldn't get them on either.
885.
And
334-845, we opened your mic. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, praise God, praise God. Good morning.
Well, you can hear us, all right? 334.
I just started being able to hear you. I didn't even know you were still on my line. I just had the line open. I was in my car listening to music, and I heard your voice come through about a minute or two ago. I don't know what's been going on.
So what I'd like you guys to do, if you can't hear us on Blog Talk, you can always go to YouTube, Podbean. We're on Podbean as well. So I'm going to share.
See, my internet, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I think it's because, see, with the World Games down here in Alabama, you have communications and a lot of bandwidth going all over the world. So it's a lot of insecurity and a lot of other things. So that's why the internet's acting up, because hackers and nefarious entities use times like high traffic times to do things too. So it's a lot of stuff going on right now. So I can't use the internet. So I'm using my phone. I normally would block the number and be private. I normally wouldn't use it. I'd be incommunicado. But because of Naima, I'm using it this morning and sharing the love so she can share love with people that need to be shared within my family.
So if something is happening that's affecting the internet, then it's affecting the signals we're receiving.
Exactly. You're coming through fragmented, and Beata is coming through fragmented also.
You know, echoes, stuff like that.
Okay, we have so many people speaking all at the same time, guys. So,
I can hear.
We just have to pray for that universal energy to let it come through and let your love energy come through. We just have to.
Yeah, I was doing a prayer for ease of communication today. So I was doing some prayers to manifest ease of communication. So let's all put our minds at first. Ease of communication. An infinite, incorruptible source. We're grateful for your energy. We're grateful for your guidance. Please help us in manifesting ease and communication. Right. And I have to go to commercial, so don't go anywhere. Okay?
All right.
We'll be here. Okay.
Yes. Well, here.
Okay, so you have to mute your phone too, Naima.
Yeah.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago. and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hi, I'm Joe Tucson, Tucson Essentials. I started Tucson Essentials in 2015 because of our personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yet, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant energy-based healing. Amazing. At Tucson Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with food as medicine mindset. How Tucson Essentials supports businesses and consumers, we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. We do that all with plant and energy-based healing.
So, Andrew,
yeah,
would you like to talk about how, you know, because you used to work for aging clinics, and you know so much about brain health and, you know, how it shows up on a scan. Can you share about, because I think it's important, because it kind of goes back to, you know, it's, we're going to tie back to thought. Work for Amen Clinic, right? Understand about what these toxins are doing to the brain.
Yep.
And I would like you to share with the world what that looks like, since you, and then we're going to tie it back to thoughts.
Toxins are certainly a big issue. Toxins. You can think about what Amen Clinic says. You can actually see through the CT scan. You can see blood flow activity. You can see activity in the brain, activity. And you tie that back to certain conditions. So toxins is certainly one of those, be they substance abuse or mold or any other toxins that you may get in your body. But let's talk a little bit more about... help me understand what you're really asking.
What does toxins do to your brain? What does the brain look like when it's done? How does it impact you?
Well, what toxins do to the brain, it shuts down blood flow or restricts the blood flow, which means things aren't working the way they should or supposed to work. So if you look on a SPECT scan, I'm not going to visual up right now, but
I
you
will.
Should see.
Go ahead,
okay.
You keep talking, I'll pull up the visual.
See, the brain has healthy activity, it's going to show a blue color. And when it shows activity or overactivity, it's going to be red. But you are in certain areas of your brain, often a lot of it's back in the cerebellum, because that's always working. And the dual always working things that in your body is even aware of, the involuntary actions. So you want the activity back there. You want it to be kind of in the front and certain parts of the side because you're thinking, and that's the activity you need to really function high. But when you start getting a lot of red all over the brain, which shows high activity, ADHD, things that that shows, where there's so much activity the brain can concentrate. So that's that part. But another crazy thing to see in scans is when you see nothing. You see not blue, not red, but blank spaces. And so I asked all about, so here on this image, you see the SPECT scan shows that the outside of the brain, which is what the top is, that's the underside of the outside of the brain. The bottom four images are showing the inside of the brain. Now this is 3D, so this is just showing a few images here. And you see on the image in the back of the brain, which is the bottom, look, the bottom images at the bottom of those bottom images. That's the back of your brain where you see that white on the first one, which is healthy. White's the large down lower, the bottom level, the left side. Now, down lower, The bottom image, yep, down there. There, that's where you're showing the activity in the brain near the back of your brain, which is always working. You want that. You want that to happen. And you've got some red and upper in the middle of the brain. That's good activity. That's what you want to see. If you look over classic PTSD, which is the next over, there's a lot of activity. The brain is getting confused. It can't focus on what's happening because there's too much activity different places. Right now, all the white hot, the white star, that's where the problem is. Going to the next image to the right, the class TBI, the TBI underactivity, and you're showing non-activity. I had places in my brain that I thought that, well, maybe you know, kids. I said, I shared the images with them. And I said, what do you think about that? They said, we have to get another image. I said, why is that? Said, because there's parts in there that aren't even. It did the photograph didn't take. There's part in there that have no activity at all. I said the really low flow has the reaction of the brain injury and also of substance abuse. Drinking. I don't drink anymore. I don't drink alcohol. That alcohol and substance abuse cause blood flow to really close down, stop, and have an impairment in what you're doing, your part of your function. In this particular image, classic TBI image, you're toxicity, and this is, I'm talking about traumatic injury, we're talking about substance abuse. It can happen with all kinds of things. It can happen with trauma. If you have childhood trauma, you're going to have low blood flow because the brain is still hanging on to that, and it's suffering. So what Dr. Daniel is talking about is it's not mental health, it's brain health. If you make your brain right, you can make a lot of things right. And there's no doubt about it, and you have control over all of it. So
I have a question.
Sure.
I heard recently, I can't remember, I don't remember, it was on Jody's show or on the other show, but I remember hearing that when you have a scar on your brain, it's a visual thing, feel when you go through an extreme emotional trauma. What do you know about that? And can you see the you know, scars on the brain from, you know, emotional trauma?
So I know about you can see images and images like this. You can actually see where the blood flow is too much or restricted, and you can see some damage there. So this is an imaging technique that shows activity in the brain. Most people know about MRIs, which show really the very detailed images of the brain, not activity, but what the brain looks like. I would say physical lesion in the brain, there may be, but you certainly have you can see on images like this, you can activity, which is either reduced or increased because of that that trauma that you went through.
So can I contribute to that, the question?
Sure.
So regarding a physical lesion, so, you know, I muscle tested this, handled it, but there's two things. One, if the person who went through the traumatic event is taking, okay, don't chew on mommy's necklaces, taking a medication, you're absolutely going to have something on the brain. So I don't know when it was brought up, if that was part of the equation. But what I tell you is that don't use it. It gets small. It's not necessarily a lesion, but it's certainly not operating full potential, and it's actually degraded. But it's a great question that we should probably explore. And then
you can even see toxins on the brain. When we, 2.5 days before my image was taken, Jody and I were in a hotel for a few days, and there was black holes. We didn't find out about it until the day 3 we got out of the hotel. But that black mold showed up on the image. on the brain image. The doctor said, I see a toxin, an old toxin, and then there's a newer toxin, which is like, and that looks from the past week. Do you know what that is? I said, yes. He said, we do testing for it to verify with blood testing. I said, no, I don't have to do that. I know exactly what it is. But the point is, these things show up in the brain. It's just, it just go like trauma show up in the brain, toxin show up. Wondering about the impact of that child trauma or the substance use they put themselves through for a decade. What that Williams test is doing on them, you can actually see it.
Now,
be helpful.
Can I tie this back? Okay. So
sure.
let's tie this back to thought. So if you have a brain that's underperforming because of exposure to these toxins, how do you think that your processing and your thought processes, and are you going to be positive mostly or not? And if you can't manifest a positive thought process, what do you manifest in your life? Right? Are you, so really, this is science. This is not woo-woo. This is science. Science is, will kill you and drive your thoughts. And then your thoughts will get so toxic it could possibly kill somebody else. Hashtag Highland Park, Illinois. And every other mass shooting. And I've been saying this since 2012 or 2013 about how guns are not the issue. Toxins are the issue. The people holding the guns are the issue. And the people who are holding the guns who are putting crap in their body, either knowingly or unknowingly. Either one. So Christina has some comments that I'd like to read. She says, I don't know. I wouldn't discount anything. However, I'm feeling like if I'm scarring were occurring due to trauma, I'd have scarring all over my brain. Pictures of my brain. She's funny. I'm not ruling this out. I'm hearing trauma causes scarring, and it has to, because if you have a PTSD, if they can see PTSD on the brain, that's scarring. That's scarring. That's a trauma. And then she says, I don't know how to say that. Are some sort of a cyst, arachnoid cyst in my nervous system had to be drained. She says, it's a question as to how that formed. And I say stress. You know, stress will make a cyst form at any point in time. When I'm stressed, that I get cysts on my hands. I just take lemongrass and I put it on the cyst and it goes away. And then Joy, she says, wow, Christina, we're hitting a major point here from the scarring to early menopause. We've got some really brilliant people piping in on the show. And thank you, Christina, and thank you, Joy. And then Christina, and she's upset. Okay, ground. Okay, core up. Core up. Good girl. Free lately. She says, thank you. Yeah. So any questions that anybody would like to pose in the thread before we close up the show? It is 9:46. And Andrew, thank you for explaining so eloquently about brain health and the science behind it, you know, like that.
There is science behind it, and people, it's what I realized the advice that the psychiatrist gave to me, Dr. Kinsoff, after having done the scan, coach gave me, my coach, Coach Susan Calhoun gave me.
That coach.
That coach, because Joe is extremely knowledgeable and wise on health, and we talk about brain health. Brain health is what you put into it. It's the nutrients you put in, the toxins you take out, and the three E's she talks about: traumas, toxins, trauma, thoughts. So it's the toxins that we need to keep out of our body, the traumas we need to try to deal with from the past or events in the future, and thoughts that we put into our mind. We talked about this earlier on, manifesting good thoughts. Those are the three big keys, and it's so critical to try to manage those, because you are a manifestor of your own life and your own health. And people talk about in our relationship. She says toxins, and thoughts, and some things you need to remove those toxins and traumas. Some of those are people. So if people in your life who are causing your trauma, they're toxic people, get rid of them. Fill your life, fill yourself with people who will help you to rise up on that. Even if it's rising the plants or rising up the children or helping your friends or family to rise up. Surround yourself with those positive influences, not the negative ones.
Okay, now you guys are probably wondering why I have lipstick on the image.
Yep. Right. Okay. Tell me about it.
Okay, so we have a lot of women on the show today, right? People, if you're not using clean lipstick and makeup, that's a huge toxin. So this is my girlfriend. It's her company. Her name is Robin Wheeler. She is a bright light. I love her. And she's got colors for everything. Now, originally, she had made this vegan lipstick line for women of color. I think I'm pretty colorful, so I bought it. So, Robin, you know, She's vegan, and she, you know, provides for the community. And these are all, they don't harm animals or anything. We met when we were working together years ago, and you can buy her lipstick if you want. Just go to her website. It's lovelipfetish.com. Put that in here. And I want you all to think about the fact that if you're putting stuff on your skin, make a lipstick, make it better. Toxic or toxic free? Choose toxic free. All right. We don't hear you. Oh, you're muted. Do you want to be muted?
Well, I know you were talking to Robin yesterday, Jody, the owner of this and creator of the lipstick line. And I didn't hear very much of the conversation. I heard it then when Robin calls you, because not just she's trying to sell lipstick or find out whether you like it. She was trying to find help for her friend, to support her friend who needed help, with a number of different emotional challenges. And I mention it because Robin's bright light. Robin's one of those people you want to surround yourself with, someone who tells you good things about you and tells you and tries to help her friend. Why is it help your friend are comfortable? Here's some things that you ought to do, and if you start with things that are less costly, then we'll start here, and then we'll move up as her health improves. Yeah. So we're all trying to work together to surround ourselves with positive and positive feelings. And it goes back to the very beginning of the show. So if we manifest those positive things in our life, we need to demonstrate the positivity and surround ourselves with people who do.
Right. Have we had Robin Wheeler on the show yet?
We have.
Yeah, I remember her, yeah.
She wrote the book, Take Back Your Tea, asterisk. But it's about being unapologetically. Let me take a look at her site. because she basically it's basically empowering yourself and being, you know, unapologetically. Let me just look up.
I had myself muted. I was testing our blog folks, and I think the blog folks, but it's okay now.
Good.
But I think it's really critical for us to be aware of what we put on ourselves, as well as in ourselves, and how all of these things are affecting our brain and therefore our thoughts. It's all connected. So if any toxicity, I have a friend who she went through a major health crisis from the manufactured the nail polish. Didn't want to pay, and she went through a lot of damage, you know, nerve damage and everything. And you don't even think about nail polish being something that is going into your system, but it is. Your nails are part of your body, and we don't think about makeup as women. We're ingesting it, but it's going through your pores. And if it's toxic, that means you have toxins going in your body. So we have to detoxify all areas of our bodies, all areas of our lives. I like what you said about the thoughts, traumas, and toxins.
Before you go on to that, hold on. I'm just going to say, so people know what's in the nail polish.
Yeah.
It's formaldehyde. And you can, and usually your health food store, Whole Foods, Amazon, I don't know if Target carries it yet. They probably do. Please carry on, though.
Yes. Okay. And for those who are watching us on Susan Essentials on Facebook, you can see the book written by her friend. What's your friend's name?
Robin Wheeler. And so
Robin Wheeler.
Says, yes, I'm talking to you. And yes, I said, pussy, are you mentally and emotionally exhausted, tired of living in constant rebound mode, moving from one bad relationship to the next, disheartened by relationships that challenge your peace of mind, okay, compromise your well-being and make you feel inadequate, tired of feeling disappointed? Are you ready to move back from the mundane to the magnificent? If the answer is yes, get ready to take back your happiness, your peace of mind, and your confidence. Get ready to take back your pussy in this compelling, thought-provoking, swift, kick-in-the-ass message. Robin Wheeler challenges your current mindset, which is what we're talking about today, and puts you face-to-face with your own worst enemy. Your warrior-waking mantra will encourage you to wake up from your self-induced slumber and gird yourself that unapologetic, no-nonsense wisdom she has gained through her own life-altering experiences. Prepare for a deep dive. I'm going to tell you what I told Robin when I met her. I'm going to take this down. So, she... I said, if you ever ghostwrite for somebody, next book is going to be yours.
No name on it. That's right. That's right. Take credit for what's yours. But that just shows the importance of, first of all, you have to take back your power. You have to take back what you think about yourself, because that's where everything emanates. What you're thinking about yourself, and if you attract to you what you think about yourself, and you keep attracting these relationships where people don't treat you well, is because you don't treat yourself well. You don't think well about yourself.
Yeah, so we teach people how to treat us. So even if we're not speaking, if we're vibrating a negative energy, that person teaches to treat us at that time. And Deborah, I just want to let you know, yes, collagen remover bath. Mineral Fusion makes a really good brand. And if you don't want to use it, lemongrass essential oil will help you take it off. Okay.
Mm. Well, these things are important to know, people. Yes. Yes. You gotta decide you want to be toxic free in all areas of life. You know? And that is how you make sure you manifest the best things in life, because there's nothing toxic inside of you that you're bringing out of you.
Well, and that's it. So going back to thought, the thoughts manifest, okay, your life. If you're putting toxic food and chemicals into your body, messing with your brain health, it's hard to stay positive, then you're sending out all this negativity.
Yeah.
All right. Joy has a comment. She says, we elders are very vulnerable because of accumulation of toxins. Because of accumulation of toxins over time. And now finding we've been living without true knowledge of who you are and what you are. We are spending that even faster. What does that mean? You are all providing us with lessons of life, of our life, for life, with life. We have over 6 years of this accumulation and now hope is to detox and employ the truth. So, Joy, I want you to private message me. I have a post, $15 for 15 minutes. I send a frequency that gets rid of all the, okay, not FDA approved. It gets rid of all the heavy metals and toxins. Naima, you used it last night. How do you feel this morning?
I feel light as a feather. Sure, that's I had been experiencing was probably toxins in my system. So all of that's gone, and if I feel light and energetic is before I'd been around, and I'm sure that's what it was. So yeah, it works.
Yeah,
yeah, Joy, it's a great step.
Yeah, but basically, you don't even have to be in the same room or same building or same state. So, I haven't even put my phone number up here, but I'll put it in the thread.
Yeah, I think of course, you know, Blog Talk ends at exactly 9. So for those who listen to Blog Talk, so, if you're watching, if you're on our Twitter board, you can still hear, and of course, you're on our Facebook page. Yeah, put your phone number there. In contact.
So just call me if you want to detox in 15 minutes without all the, and it's not, it's a frequency, so it's not like your organs are having to process. It's just different. You don't have to go through the normal detox process, okay? And it's amazing what it does for you. And 15 minutes, hey, you'll feel amazing. I ran it on Naima yesterday. I'm running on people for the past 3 years. But I just decided to make it sort of affordable. So, and I really want to give it back. So, 847-338-0242. Or you can email me, Jody@Tucson.com. Essentials also can run that for you. You can email Andrew, TucsonEssentials.com. So he can set this up in a few minutes for you. So email him, email me, call me, and what's Joy saying? Hold on. Thank you. Of course, Tucson, I believe that will call you. Awesome. Yeah, and for $50, guys, a copay is 30, so you're doing good.
Definitely makes a difference.
All right, so I'm going to grateful that everyone has participated today. We're so grateful to our callers, our guests, both of you have shared such great wisdom. Thank you, Fagala, who's eating something on your shirt right now. And Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell, you want to come up and say goodbye? She does not.
Okay.
Bye, everybody. Thank you. Let me see if I can get the break.
Bye-bye.